We have written to the chairperson of the Zambia Electoral Commission, Madam Justice Irene Mambirima, calling for an urgent meeting to be convened of all the stakeholders in the political process. This is because there have been incidences of violence, and we are thinking as lands that this needs to be nipped in the bud before it degenerates into chaos. So we made that call. In fact, for the record, it's the second time that within the last 1 month that lands is calling for a free and fair election where there will be no violence. Immediately the date of the election was announced, we went to the press and informed the public that we expected people to be, you know, to be fit in the way they're going to be campaigning. We expected leaders of political parties to control their cadres, because elections are a national event. They are not for politicians alone. Everybody would like to participate in elections in the country.
Some people are expressing concern that security agencies, including the police, tasked with that mandate to ensure peace, stability, to protect people from violence, appear to not to do their job. Do you subscribe to that view, and have they stepped up to the plate to ensure their mandate is carried out?
As Law Association of Zambia, we don't entirely subscribe to that viewpoint. We think that the police are doing quite a lot of work under the circumstances. I think it's just a question of putting logistics in place that help the police to properly police the public events that politicians are involved in. If you've seen what has happened in the last two incidences that we've actually referred to in our letter to the Honourable Chairperson, it is where two opposing political parties find themselves in one geographical location, gunning for votes among a section of the population in the same area. That's where we've seen these events of violence actually taking place. The first one took place in the northern part of Zambia, where both the Patriotic Front and the ECND found themselves in one province and at one section of the society. And as a result, the police seemed to be overpowered. The same happens in Western Province, which was a much more worrisome experience that the people had there. Again, it is the Patriotic Front cadres and leaders, and also UPND cadres and leaders, finding themselves within the same area of the airport area where this event also took place. It's a question of just not putting proper logistics in place. But our worry is that in the next week, we'll be drumming up the final leg in their campaign. It might become much more difficult to control this crowd.
What has been the response of these political parties to your call for an immediate end to violence, although some of the political leaders will say that they don't subscribe to violence against each other?
As at the time I'm speaking to you, sir, we haven't received any communication back from the political parties that we copied in our letter to the chairperson. Neither have we received the letter from the chairperson herself. But I think it's too early in the day. I have tried to make follow-up phone calls. I have been informed that most of these people that I would have wanted to speak to in the course of the day have been locked up in meetings. I presume only that they were having meetings connected with our letter that we wrote to them. The Inspector General of Police was not able to return our call because they were having a meeting. I also called the Assistant Inspector General of Police, who also didn't return my call because they were in a meeting. But I expect that the Secretary Generals of the political parties that we copied are together on the campaign trail with their president. We have assigned somebody as secretary to make follow-up phone calls so that we can agree on the position of basically how urgently we can have this meeting. But that we must have this meeting urgently cannot be overemphasized.
Some Zambians are saying that no Zambian life should be lost because of somebody's quest to gain power. What is your message to the people of Zambia ahead of this upcoming election?
I think the message we would have is basically a repeat of what we have already advised. Zambia is known as a beacon of peace in the Southern African region and also even in the whole of Africa. We need to keep, such kind of values dear that always make sure that when we have an election, as we are about to have in the next 1 week, we don't allow a situation that degenerates into violent elections. We've had peaceful elections and peaceful transitions of power for a period from 1964 up to now. We can only remind the Zambians that we owe this duty to ourselves, especially the political leaders. We can only remind them to control their crowds, to tame their cadres, and give them valuable advice on why it is important to have a violent-free election, because we have said that any election that is marred with threats, with violence, with intimidation, it's not a credible electoral process. It takes away, the honor that people know Zambia to be. as a country where elections are held in an environment or atmosphere that is free and fair. So we can only remind the Zambians that it's our duty to make sure that even this election, like many others before, is held in an environment where there's no violence.